the Mike Jones. Say my name enough, then I'm taking you home. You know I walk with a coat.
Prepare to experience the strongest radio allowable by law. Secrets will be revealed. Myths dispelled.
From the studio gym where excuses never apply.
It's Superhuman Radio with your host, Carl Lenore.
It's a new year. It's a new you. It's a new Superhuman Radio episode 2017. Continuation of last year. We don't like to make resolutions in the Superhuman Nation. We like to do something called rededication because we've probably been doing everything right all year long. We just want to take it up a notch or two. And so that's what 2017 is all about. And we're starting off the week with the Blueprint Power Hour in just a moment with my co-host, Coach Rob Regish. Then we've got a really exciting show. Many of us who read political thrillers, we know about the, you know, espionage agents taking drugs to make them perform better than regular people. But I always took that stuff with a grain of salt. Well, our second hour guest is going to be Aaron Trawick, and he knows a thing or two about using drugs to build super soldiers. Yes, it's possible, and they are investigating it. Government is investigating this, and we're going to talk about that. You won't hear this anywhere else but Superhuman Radio, so you want to stay tuned for that during the second hour. But without further ado...
Calling all Blueprint Army, fall in line. It's time for the Blueprint Power Hour with Coach Rob Regish on the Superhuman Radio Network.
Happy New Year, Rob.
Happy New Year to you, too.
Yes, and Rob and I were talking offline that the New Year's Day he showed up at the gym and nobody was there. New Year's Day I trained legs.
Oh, man. You know, some people just don't understand.
Well, you know, and I did drink over the holiday. I'm not, you know, I'm not a stick in the mud. I'm an old school baller, to be honest with you. I've done my share of recreational drugs. Hell, I've done your share of recreational drugs. And I've done enough drinking probably to pay for a single distillery starting in my 20s. But I drank New Year's Eve and New Year's Day I showed up and I did the work. Yeah. And, you know, and there's days where I walk into the gym and I think, you know, this is probably not a good day to train legs. I don't feel 100%. I hope I don't die. But then I think to myself, let's see what happens. Let's see if I die. I mean, as stupid as that sounds, that is the mentality that I go into the gym some days.
Yeah.
And I get the work done. And then you know what happens? After I move all that weight, after I thrash my heart, I'm breathing heavy and dripping sweat. I walk out of the gym knowing I am bulletproof for at least today.
Yeah. Yep. I hear you. It's a good feeling.
Say yeah? What?
It's a real good feeling.
Oh, yeah, it is a real good. I'm sorry. I didn't hear what you said. What's going on over at CoachRobRegish.com?
Yeah, a couple of announcements. First, the big Synthogen 21% off sale. That is going to run, I am told, through the 11th. So you want to head on over to Synthogen.com, Synthagen.com, and use code SHR21 for a whopping 21% off the category killer. It's never been offered this low.
Yeah.
Secondly, and this is big, I'm really excited for 2017. This hasn't happened in over a year, literally. I did not offer this in 2016. But now it's here. The Blueprint Army Mega Sale. What this is we have lowered the cost for a little over a dollar a day. You're entitled to the following. Every book I've published, that's half a dozen and counting. Every Blueprint Power Hour that's ever aired, both in audio and written format. Every Blueprint Bulletin, that's 50 plus right now, that's over $3,000 worth of info alone. An ongoing subscription to the bulletin, every special report I've written, every course, and every webinar. You will gain every month, or I'll refund your money. Pretty simple, right? If you aren't blown away at the quality and quantity of information that I've compiled You just give me word. Give me the word. I'll refund your money, every penny. Further, the first 20 people that sign up, I'm going to get out to you a copy of my new book, Fast Muscle Building. But it's in hardcore, or hardcover, rather, format. It's hardcore, too. You're going to have direct access to me to answer any question that you may have. You have nothing to lose in a lifetime, 30-plus years of secrets that I've put together to gain. So, you know, it's stuff that is going to see you turning heads in and out of the gym. I take all the risk, man. Make 2017 your year. Head on over, CoachRobRegish.com. Click on the link at the top of the page. It's a game changer.
You know, the information is more valuable than the supplements. Just remember that.
Oh,
because you pay for the information once, and you use it for the rest of your life.
Yeah.
And with that, let's give a little information. Frank Machio says, I'm a new listener and love the content. Absolute gold, especially the last few episodes. I listened with great interest to you about Tomato Dean comments. Doing some math, you should be done with your bottle now, 1 month. What do you think about it now that you've tried it?
Well, let me give you some perspective. I've seen this before, right? An ingredient resembling our favorite four-carbon ring structure that claims to grow muscle, you know, ditch fat, etc. The question is, would it succeed where ecdymethoxyisoflavone and even ursolic acid come up short? The research seems rock solid. I'm going to get to that in a bit. But when looking at those studies, though, I would not expect what I would call direct anabolic effects, but rather an accumulation of muscle over time owing to its function as an anti-catabolic. So, you know, this ain't D-ball. Let's get that out of the way right now. As for the test tube studies, muscle cells exposed to tomatidine, they form muscle fibers faster than normal. They also formed more mitochondria, and it boosted protein synthesis. You know, it activates a lot of signaling molecules, but most people care, right? They're going to grow new muscle. In rats, researchers carried out, more studies here. Basically, they gave the animals, they put it in their feed, and it contained 0.05% tomatidine. So the human equivalent dose here is about 500 milligrams a day. The long and the short of it is it made the mice a little stronger. It boosted their endurance capacity. Yes, they gained muscle, and they even lost fat. Here's the interesting thing, or important thing to my mind. The researchers were financed by their university and the American government, not the supplement industry. So at this point, I'm sure there are a lot of people out there saying, you know, give it to me. I want to try it. Trouble is, I can only find one tomatidine product for sale, at least in the U.S., and there are two potential problems. One, it's not clear if it's the same material that's used at the University of Iowa study. And two, recall the human equivalent dose was 500 milligrams per day. You only get 100 milligrams per day in this product, at least if you take it according to label claims. Now, to be fair, the company selling this stuff replied as follows when I brought it to their attention. They claim that although that's true, the dosage is awful low, it doesn't mean a lower dose may be effective. And they believe they have radically improved bioavailability. That it's an issue with it, much like ursolic acid. They do that by complexing it with fulvic acids in Shilajit. So having said that, here's my feedback. I used the product as suggested, 100 milligrams a day for a month. I got zilch, zip, zero. Also, there's a popular message board where this stuff was rolled out to great fanfare recently. And I don't want to... You know, I don't want to mention the name of the company because, you know, everybody's got a dud, I guess. But to date, and I just went there before the show, people running it for logs haven't posted anything positive about it.
So have they posted anything at all?
Yeah, well, actually,
but none of it positive. You're saying?
Yeah, exactly. So, you know, here are my recommendations. Until a properly dosed product hits the market, I steer clear of it for now. I'm aware of one company that's working on one, high-dose one. So I'm hopeful it'll come to pass. I hope that helps.
Okay, so the next question comes from Dan Zeipel. He says, I've listened to your comments on being stronger after 10 full days of rest. Assuming I can actually bring myself to do this, how do I schedule it in?
Well, you know, I can tell you what I've done, although a lot of people are going to consider it weird, but you know, here's a pointed example. On three different occasions, I tried flat benching the 130-pound dumbbells. On all three occasions, I got buried. I couldn't budget. I backed it down then to 120s, and I built those up to, I think, 8, 9, 10 reps. Then I took 12 full days off. When I returned to the gym, I did two reps with 120 to allow my central nervous system to kind of the heavier weight, and then I grabbed the 130s, and lo and behold, I banged out four reps. I went on from there to train legs, you know, squats, glute ham raises, reverse hypers. Subsequent workout after that, I hit the 130s for five. So it's really difficult to take time away or deload, but look at the gains. Went from couldn't budget to four reps, easy. Okay? So, ideally, I think, you want to be maybe slightly overtrained and then back off, okay? Most people that have been in this game for a while know the little signs and signals that their body's giving it to them, that they're, you know, overtrained, niggling little injuries, not looking forward to your sessions, et cetera, et cetera. It really, you know, and then take the time off, and your body super compensates by growing larger and stronger. It's true in my case. I know you mentioned that Dr. DePasquale, you know, said it too. So, you know, I'm going to roll with this pattern of I had three or four really hard workouts, yeah, and then I took 10 to 12 days off. To a lot of people, that's going to be like, man, this guy's only training 6 days a month. You know what? If I get strength gains like that, it's totally worth it. Totally worth it. And by the way, my injuries feel a lot better, too. So is that different from what most people do? Yeah, absolutely. Quote, unquote, most people, though, get a notch above zero. Right, month to month, and even year.
No gains, no change.
Yeah, exactly.
Most people at the gym.
So, yeah, man, you look at it in that context, I'm taking much more rest time every month than I am training time.
We're going to take a quick commercial break. When we come back, we have a question from, is that Seth Banner?
Banner.
Okay, Seth Banner. You're listening to the Blueprint Power Hour brought to you by CoachRobRegish.com. Go there and check it out today. CoachRobRegish.com. Take advantage of this new offer, the super sale for the Blueprint Bulletin and everything that Rob has ever produced. I mean, this is ridiculous. I've never heard of anything so generous before in my life. Jump on it. We'll be right back.
Coupling is the holy grail of fat loss. Making mitochondria work harder raises body temperature and metabolic rate without the jitters of stimulants. Now there is an over-the-counter mitochondrial uncoupler that will let you shred your body down to the last pounds of body fat. It's Trojan Horse. This is the supplement breakthrough of the decade. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Trojan Horse banner ad. Use coupon code SHR and save 20% off your order today. Blackstonelabs.com. Trojan horse.
What do professional athletes such as Kobe Bryant and A-list celebrities such as Selma Hayek have in common? They are all touting the benefits of bone broth. But unless you have countless hours to cook every week or can hire your own personal chef, you're probably missing out on these critical nutrients. Osteobroth is a high-protein, standardized, consistent bone broth in a convenient powdered form. Use promo code SHR for 20% off at osteobroth.com.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in Can-See eye drops. I've been using Can-See for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing.
Wow, that's an old commercial. The truth is, I've been using Can-See eye drops for 11 years now, and I credit Can-See eye drops as being the reason that I do not need reading glasses at 58 years old. Can-See eye drops improve the quality and health of your eyes indefinitely. That's why I both use and endorse Can-See eye drops. Go to wisechoicemedicine.com and learn about how Can-See eye drops can improve the health of your eyes and the quality of your vision today.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high protein, low carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
Quest Keto is making the ketogenic lifestyle more delicious and more convenient than ever. The high-fat, moderate-protein, low-carb keto diet has earned a reputation for being complicated. Quest Keto has changed all of that by offering sweet and savory snacks, and an entire line of ready-to-go ketogenic meals. They've taken the guesswork out of it for you. From keto cinnamon rolls, pizza, crackers, and more, you can enjoy it all and experience the benefits of this nutritious approach anytime, anywhere. Thanks to Quest Keto. Go to QuestKeto.com to order your meals today.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finer supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
New Mass Pro Synthogen X2 just upped its own legendary game. To distance itself even further from the rest of the pack, Synthogen X2 now has double the key active ingredients. If you've ever wondered what steroid-like recovery feels like, Synthogen X2 delivers. See why others compare it favorably to powerful bodybuilding drugs at Synthogen.com. Mass Pro Synthogen. When you train with it, you'll gain with it.
You're listening to the Superhuman Channel. We're ripped and we're ready.
Welcome back. To the Blueprint Power Hour. Okay, the next question comes from Seth Banner. He says, I love the show, Rob, and I've learned a lot. You've touted beta-alanine, but I tried it, and it didn't work for me. 6 grams a day. Wow, that's a lot. And can't say I noticed much. Why do you feel that way, and what do you notice that leads you to believe it's working?
This is probably the sixth or seventh guy that has come back with a similar question. So first things first, I will admit beta-alanine has been given up on more than embraced. Really, I think that's a fair statement, despite an incredible and ever-growing body of research that's starting to rival creatine. However, it suffers from creatine envy. But that's not the whole story. You might be surprised, right, that I spoke out against it in the original blueprint. I said it just took too long, you know, didn't do much, et cetera, et cetera. But my views have evolved over the years, so let's try and understand why. Beta-alanine's chief attribute is building carnosine stores in the muscle. Carnosine acts like a buffer. It allows the muscle to contract longer before it becomes too acidic and shut down. The simple fact of the matter is this. Most bodybuilders aren't using sets long enough to see the difference. Most think, undeservingly, that extended time under tension of a minute or more, they think that means light weights. Now, hold that thought. More on that in a bit. Beta-alanine and subsequent buildup in the muscle is a much slower process versus creatine. And it's creatine most people are going to be comparing it to. Where you'll get up to 10 pounds on the scale, some people, from creatine, in as many days. And you'll be fully loaded in 7 to 10 days, too. Contrast that with, you know, beta-alanine, you're not going to get anywhere, you know, almost no body weight gains initially. But consider this. One study I saw showed muscle carnosine levels from the beta-alanine were still increasing at the six-month mark. So think about that for a minute. Phosphocreatine levels are maximized in less than 2 weeks. Muscle carnosine still increasing at 6 months. To me, that only means beta-alanine has even greater potential than creatine. To others, that's way too long to wait. So here's what I noticed specifically. At around week three, I definitely noticed that my muscles weren't burning as much. Even when I pushed it, you know, side laterals for 50, 60, up to 100 reps, that only resulted in minimal burning. Using that with compound exercises just magnifies the overload effect, which I think partially explains why creatine plus beta-alanine users gained three times as much muscle versus creatine alone. So here then is what I'd recommend. Take a minimum of 6 grams of beta-alanine a day in 2-gram doses, and this is the most important part, take it with your three biggest meals. We know insulin helps to store more of it, just like creatine. So take it with some food, ideally some carbs for the insulin release. Train using triple drops. I shoot for reps, a heavy weight with reps in the 3 to 5 rep range, right? Then you drop down something in the 6 to 10 rep range. And then finally, you rep out anywhere between 10, 15 reps, call it that. That should bring you up to 1 minute or more time under tension while exploiting heavy, light, and medium loads. Okay. Now, here's another mind-blowing statistic. Individuals that could extend their time under tension like that versus a regular cadence rep gained 3 times as much size and 5 times as much strength. Think about that. It's incredible. So, you know, I'm looking at it as my jump in body weight from 225 to almost 250 is explained by a lot of things, but I would have to credit the anabolic diet, triple drops, slow cadence work, and beta-alanine, because it's been going on now for 6 months. I got my 10-pound gain from creatine. That was a long time ago. So I firmly believe it also increases protein synthesis, and drastically. I have it in Synthogen for just that purpose. Right? The main carnosine driver, though, is orotic acid, not beta-alanine. It also neatly explains why beta-alanine plus creatine, folks, build so much more muscle. So just use it, man. Just use it and keep hammering away at it. And extend your time under tension with triple drops.
Okay, next question comes from Marty Lund. He says, how did you go about structuring your current routine? How often do you change it? And how do you know when to switch things up? I have about 3 years invested in this, and I'm struggling with the same issues. Thanks.
Okay, and this is, you know, try not to think about this is not just me. It's potential routine structuring for everyone. So first things first, I don't use the word, or you shouldn't use the word, routine, because anything that becomes routine, your body stops adapting to. So henceforth, it's a training template. My current template reflects my goals, right, of getting up to this 250, holding it there for a while, and then gradually losing it to arrive at a much more favorable entry point into body weight work. So what I've done is I split it into two workouts, workout A and workout B. Workout B is flat dumbbell benches, heavy, uneven one-arm chins, seated bench press machine with that 6 seconds up, six down I was talking about, hammer strength, isolateral row, sticking with that isolateral row for the slow stuff, and then seated dumbbell presses to finish its hanging leg raises. So, as you can see, kind of a push workout with elements almost entirely in the upper body. Workout B, I began with handstand shoulder presses because this may be many days after the upper body workout. But that proceeds to chins, which I use ladders, as well as single heavy stuff with a dumbbell around my waist. Leverage squat, every other workout I use the hip belt. Glute ham raises, every other workout, the reverse hyper, and then hanging leg raises. Off days, I do the little stuff, neck, calves, right, stuff like that. So what I've done and what I would encourage you to do is make such an upper and lower body split, but make sure your weak areas, like for me it's shoulders, they work every workout that's going to bring them back up. These routines work for me for a couple of reasons. One, there's no fluff. There's no isolation exercises. Two, it gives me a nice mix of strength work, hypertrophy work, and volume. Not too much, but enough mechanical work to stimulate growth. And that's what you need in your training template. I change it maybe once a month. You know, how do you know when to change it? Well, I think we've talked about it here. But
when it stops working.
Yeah, you know, when the weights stop going up and you begin getting bored, then it's time to change. So use compound exercises. Track your waking resting heart rate. It won't lie to you. Make sure you're adding reps, weight, or both every workout, and change the template. Whenever you can't make an increase in at least three of the exercises each workout.
All right, we're going to take a quick commercial break. And when we come back, we actually have a question from Larry Zibisco, Z-I-B-I-Z-K-O, Zibisco. I hope I said that right. You're listening to the Blueprint Power Hour, brought to you by CoachRobRegish.com. We'll be right back.
$4.6 million years of evolution gave us the blueprint for the perfect protein supplement for humans. So why do all protein supplement manufacturers ignore it? We don't. The first human-appropriate protein supplement is Thrive Advanced. Built around the blueprint of mother's milk, Thrive Advanced contains the amino acids, peptides, micronutrients, enzymes, probiotics, and vitamins that support protein absorption and assimilation. All of our dairy proteins come from happy cows on pastures here in the United States and are low-heat pasteurized. You'll never find any artificial sweeteners, additives, or ingredients. You won't even find thickeners or gums in Thrive Advanced. And we back up our label claims with post-production lab analysis that's available right on our website. Visit superhumanradio.com and click the Thrive Advanced banner ad and use code SHR and save 50% off your entire order today. Mitochondrial uncoupling is the holy grail of fat loss. Making mitochondria work harder raises body temperature and metabolic rate without the jitters of stimulants. Now there is an over-the-counter mitochondrial uncoupler that will let you shred your body down to the last pounds of body fat. It's Trojan Horse. This is the supplement breakthrough of the decade. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Trojan Horse banner ad. Use coupon code SHR and save 20% off your order today. BlackstoneLabs.com. Trojan Horse.
Ever feel like you want something crunchy? From the company that gave us the Quest Protein Bar, now comes the Quest High Protein Potato Chips. With 21 grams of high quality protein and only 5 grams of carbs and no artificial ingredients. Just like Quest bars, you'll feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest High Protein Potato Chip banner ad today and get ready to be satisfied. Thanks to Quest Nutrition, chips just aren't what they used to be.
AnabolicMinds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your question. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn, teach, lead.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at LivonLabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's LivonLabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, Labs.com.
Do you know how to properly use carbohydrates to ignite your performance in the field and in the gym? You will now, thanks to this free book by EFX Sports. The Carb User's Guide for Maximum Performance reveals why omitting carbohydrates from your diet can totally crush your gains. Ever wonder how many grams you need for your specific sport? Not anymore. We give you the critical number you need to dominate your competition. You'll even discover the super carb that's taking the athletic world by storm. You must try it to believe it. Go to getcarbolin.com/carb guide today and get your copy absolutely free. Once again, it's getcarbolin.com/carbguide.
Now, the number one best-selling non-hormonal anabolic agent at PredatorNutrition.com. Progenidrex has established itself as the category killer. If you're having difficulty gaining muscle while staying lean, you owe it to yourself to try Progenidrex. 100% of store reviews rated it at 5 stars, the highest possible ranking. And today, right now, there are guys pouring their hearts out in the gym with little or nothing to show for it. Don't waste any more time. Go to PredatorNutrition.com today and get Progenidrex, the world's absolute best drug-free muscle gainer.
You're listening to the Superhuman Channel. Don't hate us because we feel good.
Are there drug cocktails out there that can make soldiers into super soldiers? Immune to pain, able to push harder, avoiding the ravages of the type of stress that we see in warfare? Is our American government working on this? We're going to answer those questions at the top of the second hour, so you're not going to want to miss that. Larry Zabisco says, I don't have good genetics. Lousy, in fact. Narrow shoulders. Carry most of my weight in my stomach and chicken legs. I'm willing to work hard, but do you know if there is a way I can change my lousy genetics? I work hard, but it feels futile given these bad genes I've inherited. I'm 18 years old. He's young, too. He's got a lot of growing to do. Oh, I'm sorry, Rob. I had your mic killed. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
That's all right. Yeah, I had to give Larry some tough love. I hope you're not offended here, Larry. It's meant to help you, not be mean-spirited. But it sounds like, quote-unquote, bad genetics are your main concern. You need to drop that, and fast, because it's a fallacy. You know, you want to see bad genetics? Take a walk through a hospital or the VA's office. You know, you're going to meet people that were born with no arms or legs and others that had them blown off. They would kill to have your bad genetics. So get this and get it good. You were dealt enough of a genetic card to make this happen. First, your training needs almost exclusively to be on these big, basic, and compound exercises. You should also simultaneously raise your work capacity. I would suggest sled work. Focus on upping your one rep max along with some pure hypertrophy work like I just discussed in the last question. You also need to prioritize shoulders, legs, and abs. You know, so where do you start? I would suggest buying a copy of Randall J. Strassen's Super Squats for the following reasons. One, it's going to build the biggest muscle groups of your body, the legs and back. And that's because it focuses on those 20-rep breathing squats and pullovers. The pullovers are going to be particularly important in your case as the combination of breathing like a locomotive during those squats and pullovers will stretch the rib cage. There's a lot of controversy around that. Personally, I believe it happens. And that becomes really pronounced after you put, let's call it, your first 100 pounds on the squat. It'll give you a much bigger shelf from which to hang more muscle, right? Bigger the skeleton, the more meat you can hang off of it. The rest of the program features abbreviated, intense sets on things like shoulder presses, stiff-legged deadlifts, you know, pushes and pulls. As much as I love super squats, I do feel Charles Staley's brilliant escalating density training is a better option. Nothing to say you can't combine those two, but, you know, try to digest one at a time. So with EDT, your workout's going to begin, begin with those 20-rep breathing squats and pullovers, and then what you can do, what I like to do, is perform anywhere between 1 and 3 EDT blocks. I think Charles calls them PR zones. And doing that is going to drive much greater muscle growth owing to the much greater mechanical load of EDT. So your first purchase should be super squats. I would suggest after that, Charles's EDT or the original blueprint and a subscription to the bulletin. The former is going to describe how to construct not only super squats, but also EDT and many other overload techniques. I'm talking about the original blueprint. You can get it for a mere $10 when you grab my new book at fastmusclebook.com. That's free, by the way. With respect to the bulletin, you're going to have instant access to, you know, over 50 back issues, plus an ongoing subscription. So, you know, for what it's worth, yours truly is only a phone call or an email away if you get stuck on anything. I have no hesitation in saying that the library that I've accumulated is the single best source of training, diet, and supplement techniques you will ever come across. If you think you've got bad genetics, we have the answers. I tried to give you just the first couple, but we have much, much more in store for you.
I'd also like to ask, what do you have bad genetics for? You want to be an IFBB pro bodybuilder? Maybe you have bad genetics for that. But do you want to be a CrossFitter?
Yeah.
You know, there's a lot of things. I remember back when the UFC got started, there was a big, mean UFC fighter that was very successful. I can't think of his name, but he was a big, tall guy with dark hair, long dark hair, and a goatee. And I remember looking at him and thinking, God, this guy's got the narrowest shoulders I've ever seen on a man his size. But let me tell you something. You could not hit his chin. I'm not kidding. The guy, because he wasn't all the way out here and had to bring his hands into the middle, you couldn't hit his face. And so I would also beg you to think about, what do you think you have bad genetics for? Do you want to look like a monster? You can still have huge shoulders. You can do the lateral work on your medial delts and make those suckers pop out. But what do you have bad genetics for? Maybe you need to choose something different that you actually have good genetics for.
Yeah.
Martin Gennetti says, where do you stand on steroids? They're obviously the 800-pound gorilla in the room, and you claim Synthogen recovers you fast. If that's true, why do the top bodybuilders use steroids and not Synthogen? I have to say something here, okay?
Yeah.
6 grams of testosterone a week, which is what most pro bodybuilders use.
Oh, God.
You can't compare any Synthogen or anything to that other than pure androgens, okay? So that bodybuilders are never going to use anything that's only going to give them 30% of the effect they're looking for when they can get the 100% that they're looking for. With that being said, you go ahead and give your answer.
Yeah, okay. Let me take these questions one by one. With respect to steroids, you know, they work. They work really, really well. So well, they're banned in virtually every sport. Now, you know, if you're not a pro and you're given sport, I'm against their use. Why? It's not fair to the guys not on the gas, right, if you're competing with them. That goes for baseball, football, other sports. So in that example, I'd be against them. As for the pros, as you pointed out, virtually everybody's on something, and millions of dollars can be at stake. So through your hard work, you stand to set yourself up for, you know, a good life along with your family. I would deem that an acceptable risk versus reward proposition. You know, if you're possibly going to make millions of dollars, yeah, the risk to reward might be there. Think of that what you will, but put yourself in their shoes. It's the difference between making, you know, tens of millions of dollars and maybe working a regular 9-to-5 job. You know, as for the integrity of sport, okay. But if you believe professional sports are clean because they drug test, you must believe in Santa Claus, too. All right, so the more typical user is not an aspiring IFBB pro. It's someone, the guy usually between 25, 40 maybe. He's just trying to look and perform better. For the record, he should not be criminalized, arrested, thrown in jail. I mean, for God's sake, nobody's knocking over 7-Elevens because they want their D-balls, right? It doesn't mean that it's a free ride. Well, you know, there are side effects, not the least of which is a mandatory prison time in certain states for certain amounts. You know, that'd be enough for me to say no way, but that's just me. That and a lot of black market gear isn't what they say it is. I don't like the possibility of injecting Windex, so I don't play that game. Now, I'm going to get to Synthogen. I 100% stand by my claim. It recovers you as good as most steroids. The gas does you one better, though, much better, depending on the compound. What I mean by that is, whereas Synthogen will recover you as fast or faster, steroids initiate a state of both muscle protein breakdown and synthesis. Now, remember, you don't hear that much. You always hear about synthesis. You never hear about breakdown. But they accelerate protein breakdown. Obviously, the rate of muscle synthesis dominates, which is why steroid users will add pounds and pounds of muscle on the scale. That's why the pros use it, and not Synthogen, maybe. Now, be careful on the assumption that some pros don't use Synthogen. I can't name most names, but IFBB pro Heather Grace, you know, on my Facebook page, she's a big Synthogen fan.
Yeah, and she has got an amazing physique. And remember, now, this is a woman. So this is something for the ladies in the audience that are listening to this show who feel like guys have the upper hand in building muscle. You know, Synthogen is for you.
Yeah. I mean, I've got other people, like Seth Spanner. He actually buys the product for other people, knowing full well what their reaction is going to be. Think about that for a minute. Synthogen is not a quote-unquote cheap product, but he believes in it that much. It's really amazing. Now, having said all of that, if you're looking for a way to legally initiate a state of muscle protein breakdown and then accelerate synthesis, you know, look into my books. You know, I discussed it in there. That was the premise of the original blueprint. So, otherwise, I hope that answers your questions on Synthogen. It is at the lowest discount it has ever been at. And I would expect that goes for all of 2017.
And try it. How about that? If you haven't tried it and you want to know, like, how does it compare to anabolic steroids, try it yourself.
Money back guarantee, folks. You know, we're out here standing behind our products, whether that's the Blueprint Bulletin, one of my books, or Synthogen. We assume all of the risk, everything. So, you really have nothing to lose.
All right, we're going to take our last commercial break, and when we come back, we've got the Blueprint Tip of the Day, the first one of 2017, and it's going to be a doozy. Stay tuned.
MetabolicMinds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your questions. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn. Teach. Lead.
Ever feel like you want something crunchy? From the company that gave us the Quest Protein Bar, now comes the Quest High Protein Potato Chips. With 21 grams of high quality protein and only 5 grams of carbs and no artificial ingredients. Just like Quest bars, you'll feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest High Protein Potato Chip banner ad today and get ready to be satisfied. Thanks to Quest Nutrition, chips just aren't what they used to be.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at LivonLabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's LivonLabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, Labs.com.
Do you know how to properly use carbohydrates to ignite your performance in the field and in the gym? You will now, thanks to this free book by EFX Sports. The Carb User's Guide for Maximum Performance reveals why omitting carbohydrates from your diet can totally crush your gains. Ever wonder how many grams you need for your specific sport? Not anymore. We give you the critical number you need to dominate your competition. You'll even discover the super carb that's taking the athletic world by storm. You must try it to believe it. Go to getcarbolin.com/carb guide today and get your copy absolutely free. Once again, it's getcarbolin.com/carbguide.
Superhuman Radio has the smartest and most dedicated health and fitness listeners found anywhere in the world. If you're trying to tap this market of greater than 50 million health fitness consumers, you simply can't do better than advertising on Superhuman Radio. Our sponsors tell us Superhuman Radio outperforms other forms of advertising time and time again. If you're tired of wasting valuable advertising dollars and need a new way to build your client base, go to superhumanradio.com and click on the Advertise with Us link. It just may be the best thing you have ever done for your business.
New Mass Pro Synthogen X2 just upped its own legendary game. To distance itself even further from the rest of the pack, Synthogen X2 now has double the key active ingredients. If you've ever wondered what steroid-like recovery feels like, Synthogen X2 delivers. See why others compare it favorably to powerful bodybuilding drugs at Synthogen.com. Mass Pro Synthogen. When you train with it, you'll gain with it.
Hey, this is Carl. I want to remind you of the importance of electrolytes. Because of all the workout supplements on the market today, I think electrolytes are the most important but the most overlooked. Check out the new Jigsaw Electrolyte Supreme. It contains a broad spectrum of electrolytes plus a few extra minerals and vitamins. The lemon-lime flavor tastes great, and it comes in single-serving packets that make it easy for you to take on the go. Visit superhumanradio.com and click the Jigsaw Electrolyte Supreme banner ad today and save 10% off your purchase.
This is the Superhuman Channel, where brawn and brains finally meet.
Welcome back. I love Jigsaw Electrolyte Supreme. I love it. I put it in a gallon of water, and I don't worry about extra electrolytes. I mean, I get a lot of minerals in my diet, and I'm going to be blogging about my diet in the days to come. But it's a great product. Why drink water without electrolytes if you can drink water with electrolytes? It's a very, very simple question. What do you got to lose? All right, so the blueprint tip of the day. What is it, Rob?
Tip of the day is thoughts on bulking up, trimming down, and seeking discomfort.
Hmm.
Why the latter is going to make
it
break.
I know where that's coming from, right?
Well, you know, back in May of last year, I finished up a workout and then made the mistake of looking in the mirror. I did not like what was staring back at me, and because I thought, relative to what I was, I was a little too thin. I hit the scale, and it read 216 pounds. And at that point, I turned to my girlfriend and said, I'm going to make one more run to 250. And so after getting home, I pieced together what would get me there again, and I was 252 when I was younger, 25. But long story short, I hit it again recently. I took my pictures, And then as I looked up, 2017 loomed. So the question is, what would the new goal be? Cut down? Be pound for pound strong? Maybe recomp? Maybe this? Maybe that? Design some new supplement that'll help people achieve their goals? I'm already doing that. So I decided instead to do something totally different. I signed up for Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu. Now, you might think that has nothing to do with lifting or it has nothing to do with you, but really it has everything to do with you, specifically you getting better. So let me tell you why. You, me, we all have many years, even decades, invested in this sport. We know the fundamentals, the finer points, and even obscure details, you know, some of us every nook and cranny. And if we don't know it, you know, we'll certainly find it. Some of us know this stuff so well, we are teachers, right, in the form of trainers or educators on these topics. We have all the answers, or we know where to go to get them. In short, you're real comfortable. The big downside to that is that if you're always comfortable, you're not really growing. Now, sure, you know, you can always learn new things, but when was the last time you endeavored to learn something totally new? I mean, literally, low man on the totem pole stuff. People generally don't seek that, especially the older they get. Now, I haven't been taking classes long, but believe it or not, there are ties that bind, right, quite a few, with both jiu-jitsu and resistance training. But one of them is not what you would think. Instead, it's mental toughness. You know, the ability to grind through seemingly mundane drills, like shrimping, which is a way of moving around on the mat, it lends itself well to getting through sets or entire workouts. You know, you're repeating a way of moving your body the same way you repeat reps. And in that respect, consistency is key. You only become proficient in both through practice, lots and lots of practice. So anaerobic work capacity, that's another one. You know, making it through repeated bursts of maximal pushing and pulling with weights can make or break muscle growth. You want to see real anaerobic conditioning? Try wrestling around with a guy your size for 3 to 5 minutes, you know. Another premise of this jiu-jitsu is leverage, you know, and it makes the premise that there's always going to be somebody bigger and stronger than you. Through leverage, though, it's possible for a small man to throw a much larger one around like a rag doll. It's also possible in the gym to use leverage to your advantage. And time precludes me from going into all that, but again, ties that bind. The study of angles, using your air, and using someone else's size and strength against them is fascinating to me. It's the, you know, it's the human chess game. Now, how about paying dues? I harbor no illusions that it'll take years, maybe decades, of doing this jiu-jitsu justice. You know, can't wait to get there, just like most noobs can't wait, right, to look like a polished diamond after weight training for a month. There's one glaring difference that I can see. There are no supplement purveyors of jiu-jitsu, you know, pushing the promise that you will vault to veteran status by using their product. None that I've come across, at least. This isn't to say they don't have their place, right? Because what I'm finding out the hard way is the jiu-jitsu stuff takes a hell of a lot out of you. So, yeah, recovery becomes big. Between resistance training twice a week and this stuff 3 to 4 times per week, it's all hands on deck. For me, it's jiu-jitsu. You may find some other activity that suits you better. The key, though, is to seek the uncomfortable. It wasn't easy, right, forking over the cash for this. it's a hell of a lot more expensive than your average gym membership. But I'm already seeing the benefits, and I hope one day to be proficient in both. So proficient, I can pay jujitsu forward, too, and teach someone that. If you try something like this, what's the worst that could happen? You know, you don't like it, or maybe you get hurt, or you come to find out it's too much for your body. Big deal. You know, you exercise your right to cancel, and it's back to your comfort zone, at which point you can try something else. It has been a long, long time since I felt like this. Too long, right? It's only January 3rd, still plenty of time to try something new. But when you do, make it something that brings you at least a little bit of this unease. You will be far the better for it. And I can't relay how weird it is leaving the gym where you're the teacher and walking in to jiu-jitsu where you're very clearly the student.
When I was a kid, I boxed.
Yeah.
And I've often thought about moving in that direction again. I'd start out with just buying a heavy bag and a speed bag and working on that for a while before I'd actually consider sparring with anybody.
Right.
But, you know, we talk about bodybuilding and general preparedness exercise. What is more general preparedness than being able to defend yourself? I mean, here's a longevity tip that'll help you live longer. Learn to defend yourself.
Yeah. You know, I had that thought. I was like, you know what? Sitting on this bike is driving me. I'm so bored. Why don't I just get a good cardio workout, learn to fight?
And yeah, and like you said, you know, pushing another human being around takes a lot of strength and energy, but it's fun, and you don't feel like you're doing something mundane, like, oh, I just have 20 more minutes to go and I can get off of the Stairmaster. You're actually engaged. Time flies when you're doing that. You know what? You've inspired me. I'm buying a heavy bag and a speed bag.
Yeah.
And I'm going to start training again. I was very, very, when I was a kid growing up in Bed-Stuy, my father had the good sense to get me involved with the Police Athletic League. PAL was our way of getting kids off the street in the summertime and getting them to do things like play basketball, baseball, and box, and street hockey. They played roller hockey and stuff like that. And I learned to box, and I enjoyed the workouts. I enjoyed the work. I enjoyed hitting the heavy bag. I enjoyed jumping rope. I was fantastic on the speed bag. I could work the smallest bag very well. And so, you know what? I need to reconnect with that. I really do. That's a great point.
Do it, man. I've hit the heavy bag, too, and that's one hell of a cardio workout.
Yeah, man. And you know what? You get a three-minute on, 1 minute off. It's interval training because you have a bell that rings, right? Because you're always training for a three-minute round. So you're hitting the bag for 3 minutes. The bell rings. You rest for a minute. The bell rings. You hit the bag for 3 minutes. So you're basically incorporating interval training as well.
Hire a coach. I hear Ronda Rousey's coach is available.
You know, poor Ronda Rousey. You know what? I've seen a lot of champions. Look, boxing has been in my blood for years. My father, my uncle. My uncle Frankie was a fight promoter. We had a country house in Upper Greenwood Lake, New Jersey, right next door to Rocky Graziano's country house. There were training gyms up there, up in the Catskills and up in that area of New Jersey back in the day. Boxing, Whitey Bimstein, Terry Young, Rocky Graziano. These were all names, people that frequented Christmas parties at my family's. And so I've seen lots of fighters that were just amazing fighters get beat one time, get their bell rung one time, and it changes their lives. They lose trust in themselves. It's like they were invincible and now they're not. She can come back. It's going to take time.
Yeah.
She can come back.
You know what? I would like to see it, but it's good for fighting and good for her, I would imagine.
Great first show of 2017, Rob Regish.
Thanks, man. I really appreciate it.
CoachRobRegish.com. Go there today. Be stronger tomorrow. We'll talk to you next week, brother.
Thank you.
All right, so stay tuned. We're going to stay in this mode here. We're going to talk about building super soldiers. Are there chemical cocktails and pharmaceutical drugs out there
that when applied can make our fighting warriors stronger, faster, and more durable. Stay tuned.
Now, the number one best-selling non-hormonal anabolic agent at PredatorNutrition.com. Progenidrex has established itself as the category killer. If you're having difficulty gaining muscle while staying lean, you owe it to yourself to try Progenidrex. 100% of store reviews rated it at 5 stars, the highest possible ranking. And today, right now, there are guys pouring their hearts out in the gym with little or nothing to show for it. Don't waste any more time. Go to PredatorNutrition.com today and get Progenidrex, the world's absolute best drug-free muscle gainer.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
Mitochondrial uncoupling is the holy grail of fat loss. Making mitochondria work harder raises body temperature and metabolic rate without the jitters of stimulants. Now there is an over-the-counter mitochondrial uncoupler that will let you shred your body down to the last pounds of body fat. It's Trojan Horse. This is the supplement breakthrough of the decade. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Trojan Horse banner ad. Use coupon code SHR and save 20% off your order today. BlackstoneLabs.com. Trojan Horse.
Do you know how to properly use carbohydrates to ignite your performance in the field and in the gym? You will now, thanks to this free book by EFX Sports. The Carb User's Guide for Maximum Performance reveals why omitting carbohydrates from your diet can totally crush your gains. Ever wonder how many grams you need for your specific sport? Not anymore. We give you the critical number you need to dominate your competition. You'll even discover the super carb that's taking the athletic world by storm. You must try it to believe it. Go to getcarbolin.com/carb guide today and get your copy absolutely free. Once again, it's getcarbolin.com/carbguide.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing.
Wow, that's an old commercial. The truth is, I've been using CanSee eye drops for 11 years now, and I credit CanSee eye drops as being the reason that I do not need reading glasses at 58 years old. CanSee eye drops improve the quality and health of your eyes indefinitely. That's why I both use and endorse CanSee eye drops. Go to wisechoicemedicine.com and learn about how CanSee eye drops can improve the health of your eyes and the quality of your vision today. 4.6 million years of evolution gave us the blueprint for the perfect protein supplement for humans. So why do all protein supplement manufacturers ignore it? We don't. The first human-appropriate protein supplement is Thrive Advanced. Built around the blueprint of mother's milk, Thrive Advanced contains the amino acids, peptides, micronutrients, enzymes, probiotics, and vitamins that support protein absorption and assimilation. All of our dairy proteins come from happy cows on pastures here in the United States and are low-heat pasteurized. You'll never find any artificial sweeteners, additives, or ingredients. You won't even find thickeners or gums in Thrive Advanced. And we back up our label claims with post-production lab analysis that's available right on our website. Visit superhumanradio.com and click the Thrive Advanced banner ad and use code SHR and save 50% off your entire order today.
What do professional athletes such as Kobe Bryant and A-list celebrities such as Selma Hayek have in common? They are all touting the benefits of bone broth. But unless you have countless hours to cook every week or can hire your own personal chef, you're probably missing out on these critical nutrients. Osteobroth is a high-protein, standardized, consistent bone broth in a convenient powdered form. Use promo code SHR for 20% off at osteobroth.com.
This is the Superhuman Channel. Evolution just got kicked up a notch.
Welcome back. So I'm reading a Vince Flynn novel right now. I love Vince Flynn. I love political espionage, thriller type books. I read so much science that at night before bed, I like to read fiction. It's kind of like bubblegum for the brain. And Grisha Azarov, the Russian spy in this particular book that I'm reading right now, has been given by his Russian trainers drugs that improve the capacity of his heart to beat and give him super endurance and clarity, mental clarity and cognition advantages. And they really, I mean, like, and when I was reading this, I was thinking, God, if that's true, I want to know more about that. And lo and behold, I bump into a guy on Facebook, Aaron Trawick. How you doing, Aaron?
Hey, hey, Carl. Doing great.
And I bump into a guy on Facebook named Aaron Trawick, and I'm looking at his profile, and it's really an amazing thing. I see in his profile that he is the former chief operations officer for Global Health Span Policy Institute. I'm like, wow, these guys are making policy for health span stuff for governments. And so we start communicating, and he starts telling me about this other stuff that they're working on, where they're using certain pharmaceutical agents with soldiers to help mitigate the stressful and harmful environments that they're subjected to and keep them on point and allow them to be better soldiers. I'm like, dude, you have to come on the show and talk about this. And here he is. Thank you very much, Aaron.
Yeah, Carl, thank you so much for having us, man. I'm glad to connect with you and your audience, and I think it's just definitely something that y'all will definitely enjoy hearing about.
Let's talk about who you are and where you're. So you are with Ascendance Biomedical, right? So what is Ascendance Biomedical exactly?
So we're a company that handles essentially the commercial development and increasing consumer access to a lot of different breakthrough therapies and technologies in a number of different areas. You know, we support terminal patients, communities, and they're reaching towards new cures that aren't available here in the United States. And we work for human performance to translate life extension research into human performance-based programs and treatment regimens that can have an effect on the youthful performance of individuals right here, right now, not just the extension of human life.
Okay. So, and while we're talking about soldiers here, this message should not be lost on law enforcement officers out there who are basically 9 to 5 or, you know, 12 to 8 hour soldiers in the field risking their lives, and they have all the same confrontation potentials as a soldier in theater. So I hope that those individuals are listening with great attentiveness to this discussion. So when did it first become obvious to your group that this needed to be explored and possibly exploited for soldiers? Because the soldiers that I communicate with that are deployed, if their families don't send them protein powders, I mean, it's like these poor guys are running on empty, and gals too, are running on empty most of the time when they're in theater.
Absolutely. And that's really the basis of where this research by the military itself came from. You know, when we were working with when our team, before we founded this company, we were working, you know, in the public policy world, and we surveyed a lot of different research coming out of government and coming from the top minds in the world when it came to, you know, longevity and keeping human lives as long and healthy as possible. But when it comes to the most cutting-edge research in this field, it's actually coming in through the military for soldiers and through the sports community for sports performance. You know, and we thought, well, why is that? But it really makes sense. You know, when the same compound, at least this is what was found in this research here, the same compounds that have the potential to keep us healthier for our older years of life, these same compounds, they increase the length and breadth of our peak physical performance in youth. So the immediate impacts on performance are what were so interesting to the military. Now, it was something that they never followed up on for reasons we don't know. The company that was the main sponsor of the trial simply just didn't follow up, didn't take the time to do it. But we happened to discover this research, and we looked at these compounds, and we confirmed that a lot of the compounds they'd found were the same ones that were being looked at by the researchers we had worked with and whose work we respected and knew is scientifically sound. So we started looking at a few of the other ones and started thinking about the potential of, partnering with companies like Soylent or Joylent or other food-based, shake-based supplement companies where, you know, you could ensure that law enforcement and that military, that they're always operating at peak capacity. You know, that they are never in a situation where their minds and their bodies aren't in full service both to themselves and to the communities that they serve.
Why? Okay, so I got to ask you this question because I have not been a proponent, and vocally I have not been a proponent of Soylent because of the soy protein component of it. You know, a lot of these emerging MRPs, if you will, or MREs, as the military likes to call them. Some of these emerging ones, they tend to want to be vegan. Like there's something good about the vegan diet, and I have to tell you, there's nothing good about the vegan diet. It's deficient in so many things. And from an evolutionary perspective, which everybody seems to ignore, they are counter to our biology. So why Soylent? Is it just because there's slim pickings in this area, so you got to go to who you get?
Well, I can honestly tell you, I agree with you completely. If I eat soy, I eat it once a week on my cheat day. I take in a lot of protein, and it's pretty much 95% through fish and through other sources like that.
Right.
So I certainly understand too, you know, the some of the issues with GMO based soy and the effect it has on folks' diet. We picked Soylent and we picked Joylent because these are, you know, some of the most popular companies out there that we know of right now in the consumer world.
Right.
In terms of military food products, you know, there's the door's wide open. We definitely want to start having these conversations with the right folks, and we are looking for folks to point us in the right direction to companies that would be interested in working on this. Because we do think that this is something that we can take around the world to our military.
I want to be involved in this. I've already got some ideas. I'm going to make some phone calls to some really, really large players. I want to be involved in this. Because these soldiers need absolutely the best nutrition, not because this is what's out there right now kind of a thing. They need engineered real food. And I want to be involved in it, but that's another story. Okay. So before we take our first commercial break, let's move to something a little sexier for a second.
All right.
There are 75 FDA-approved compounds that your organization has identified that fit the category of what you're looking for. These are designed to increase performance, but also lifespan. So that means, and see, this is the nice thing about it, right? So there are drugs out there that athletes are using right now that increase performance, but they harm you. You know,
right.
they you're going to have problems later on in life. But the idea of having drugs that increase performance and actually improve your health, this is actually quite novel when you look at performance enhancing agents, isn't it?
It absolutely is. You know, and we're calling these synomorphic, these compounds that have this potential to impact human life, the quality of life and human performance in the immediate, but also decreased risk for age-related diseases. You know, these cancers, these dementia conditions, you know, they start right here, right now, you know, with our day-to-day actions and certain actions that we can't really avoid. you know, you can't avoid a certain level of toxicity in the food you intake, no matter what kind of diet, no matter how organic, you know, the body accumulates damage
right
over time. And if we can mitigate that damage right here, right now, we're also able to do that same in the future. So we, yeah, it's a very exciting new class of drugs here.
So of these xenomorphic drugs, what are the top five players that your organization is looking at that soldiers could exploit?
Well, I tell you, when it comes to this research specifically, what we found were some very interesting ones. One was just a simple vitamin E supplement, alpha vitamin E.
Alpha vitamin E. So this is alpha tocopherol we're talking about?
Yep, alpha tocopherol. It's just very simple, a very, very easy one. It has positive impacts on fertility, but according to the research that was done here, which specifically looked at the effects of these supplements and drugs on mitochondrial function.
Mm-hmm.
Mitochondrial function, of course, being basically the cellular functioning of the body related to how it processes food and turns into ATP and energy. And we had this one. This was the easiest one. It's also very highly bioavailable in terms of supplementation. But then there were a few others that were very interesting, very interesting. We had three different anti-parasitic medications that aren't normally used in humans, but are very commonly used in dogs and sometimes in horses. And we found this very interesting for two reasons. One, these are anti-parasitics that are used to combat toxoplasmosis. And toxoplasmosis...
Cats get that, yeah.
Yeah, right. And humans do, too. It's very commonly shared between humans and, well, cat-owning humans and cats. I'm not sure on the figure, but it's something like over 50% of the world's population has had or has been affected by toxoplasmosis at some point in their lives, according to some of the more recent research I've seen. Not to finish the links on that, just to confirm all the proper numbers, but that's an interesting thing there. That's an interesting thing because the effects on performance, we know there's this great demand in the community, and particularly in sometimes in New Age or alternative health communities for herbal remedies or other remedies for anti-parasitics. But, you know, a lot of these aren't supported by science. So it was very interesting to see that the military had identified this as a potential for both increasing performance but also for life extension.
Okay, I have to take a break. I want to stay with this. I want to come back and talk about these antiparasitics. I want to understand better the pathway that they are affecting performance. We're talking with Aaron Trawick. This is going to get really interesting, I promise you. You don't hear this kind of stuff anywhere else but here on Superhuman Radio. Stay tuned.
Something crunchy? From the company that gave us the Quest protein bar, now comes the Quest high protein potato chips. With 21 grams of high quality protein and only 5 grams of carbs and no artificial ingredients. Just like Quest bars, you'll feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest high protein potato chip banner ad today and get ready to be satisfied. Thanks to Quest Nutrition, chips just aren't what they used to be.
Do you know how to properly use carbohydrates to ignite your performance in the field and in the gym? You will now, thanks to this free book by EFX Sports. The Carb User's Guide for Maximum Performance reveals why omitting carbohydrates from your diet can totally crush your gains. Ever wonder how many grams you need for your specific sport? Not anymore. We give you the critical number you need to dominate your competition. You'll even discover the super carb that's taking the athletic world by storm. You must try it to believe it. Go to getcarbolin.com/carb guide today and get your copy absolutely free. Once again, it's getcarbolin.com/carbguide.
AnabolicMinds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your questions. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn, teach, lead.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at LivonLabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's LivonLabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, Labs.com.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing.
Wow, that's an old commercial. The truth is, I've been using CanSee eye drops for 11 years now, and I credit CanSee eye drops as being the reason that I do not need reading glasses at 58 years old. CanSee eye drops improve the quality and health of your eyes indefinitely. That's why I both use and endorse CanSee eye drops. Go to wisechoicemedicine.com and learn about how CanSee eye drops can improve the health of your eyes and the quality of your vision today.
New Mass Pro Synthogen X2 just upped its own legendary game. To distance itself even further from the rest of the pack, Synthogen X2 now has double the key active ingredients. If you've ever wondered what steroid-like recovery feels like, Synthogen X2 delivers. See why others compare it favorably to powerful bodybuilding drugs at Synthogen.com. Mass Pro Synthogen. When you train with it, you'll gain with it.
4.6 million years of evolution gave us the blueprint for the perfect protein supplement for humans. So why do all protein supplement manufacturers ignore it? We don't. The first human-appropriate protein supplement is Thrive Advanced. Built around the blueprint of mother's milk, Thrive Advanced contains the amino acids, peptides, micronutrients, enzymes, probiotics, and vitamins that support protein absorption and assimilation. All of our dairy proteins come from happy cows on pastures here in the United States and are low-heat pasteurized. You'll never find any artificial sweeteners, additives, or ingredients. You won't even find thickeners or gums in Thrive Advanced. And we back up our label claims with post-production lab analysis that's available right on our website. Visit superhumanradio.com and click the Thrive Advanced banner ad and use code SHR and save 50% off your entire order today.
This is the Superhuman Channel, doing reps with the weight of the world.
Welcome back. We're talking about super soldier drugs. Very interesting, with Aaron Trawick. So let's stay with the antiparasitics for a second. So what's the proposed pathway that they improve performance? Is it just because parasites produce some sort of drain on energy, some sort of load on the body, and by eradicating some of these parasites as they speak, you know, that you alleviate that load, or is there some other magic here?
Well, you know, so looking at some of the research that's come out of the University of Chicago, some of their researchers, you know, saying that a third of the 7.25 billion people on Earth are affected with toxoplasmosis. Okay, so they've done some research and shows that there's some high associations of bipolar behavior, suicidal behavior, sanctimoniousness.
Mm-hmm.
There's apparently been some psychological studies here, but when it comes to that, I'm not sure. The effect is probably a very significant one. It's something that hasn't been studied, I don't think, very significantly. You know, a lot of this research is very new in terms of what the actual effects of parasites are and what they do. Now, I have, you know, oddly enough, I do recall seeing some studies related to economic inequality relative to parasitic infection.
Mm-hmm.
So there's that.
You know, I'm wondering if the parasitic So whenever we talk about the microbiome, all we ever talk about are microbes.
Right.
But the gut is inhabited by fungus as well, which actually have a nucleus. So one is a prokaryocyte, one is a I think microbes are eukaryocytes because they don't have a nucleus. And funguses are a prokaryocyte because they have a nucleus. And funguses are actually a higher life form than microbes. And they actually use microbes. They kind of gather them. They keep them as pets. They do things with them. They gather microbes that excrete things that the funguses need to survive and become stronger. Well, parasites would be a life form up from funguses, and they inhabit the gut. So I'm starting to think that this monolithic approach to, well, we have all these microbes is like ignoring the other inhabitants of the gut, which are obviously fungi and parasites.
Right. Right. And now we do know, you know, I mean, one of the main impacts of having a parasite in the body, I mean, one of the most easily studied and well known is just an effect on digestion.
Yeah. It siphons off your nutrition. It siphons off your nutrition. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, you are supporting other organisms. You're not your leanest, your most well performing. You're not, I mean, you're literally taking care of these organisms in your body as you take care of yourself too.
Okay. So
the cycle.
The antiparasitics seem to have some performance enhancing abilities and obviously life extension abilities as well. They're going to make you healthier. The other one that comes to the top here is one that I have this real hard time embracing.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to ask you to help me.
All
so,
right.
Metformin, right? Everybody's
right.
Crazy about metformin today. Metformin is being used in the first human longevity trial, which I think your group had something to do with, right?
Right. We worked with Senate Minority Leader Schumer.
Yes.
And several Republican leaders for about $26 million to support that trial. Yeah.
Okay, so here's my problem with metformin. Metformin. It's great. Everyone should take it. But should everyone take it? So if I have fantastic blood sugar management, and I do, here's my fasting glucose levels are generally 66, 67. And after eating a large breakfast, which includes complex carbohydrates, I usually have oatmeal with raisins and molasses. There's plenty of sugar in that. And then I usually have cottage cheese with colostrum mixed in it. That's my breakfast every morning. At the half hour mark, my blood sugar is 76. At the hour mark, my blood sugar is 72. So I have fantastic blood sugar management. So would I benefit from metformin?
Well, I can tell you, you know, metformin, you know, has a cenomorphic, or what we're regarding as a cenomorphic because of its effects, its broader effects on aging in general. You know, Let's think about metformin for a second, because metformin is an example of a drug, a prescription drug, very common anti-diabetic medication, the world's preferred choice, safest. And the effects on decreasing cancer risk, multiple cancers in aging, cognitive disease, cardiovascular disease, even more so, and heart disease, is immense in most all people. Now, at the same time, though, it does depend a lot on diet. So, for instance, there is a carbose, which is very similar to metformin, but is not very workable for Western diet. It's very commonly used in Asiatic nations. The common diet there works much better with a carbose as opposed to metformin. For us, it doesn't really still work very well. It limits the amount of carbohydrates that the body can actually functionally digest. But that is to say that diet has a lot to do with it. And that's actually, you know, we were in the offices of Senator Thad Cochran, you know, of Mississippi. And we were talking to him about metformin. And we said, you know, Senator, you know, the people of Mississippi, we can't change them. We can't expect them to change their diet. You know, that's Mississippi. That's the South.
Right.
But what we can do is we can say, hey, when you take in those chitlins, you know, when you're chewing on that cotton candy or whatever, you can take this just as easily.
Yeah.
And you can continue your lifestyle. You don't have to change. We can take care of you. We can keep you healthy.
So, okay. Metformin also increases, I want to say, acromyces, a microbe in the gut that is attributed with certain longevity benefits and certain energy, resting metabolic rate elevations. It seems to preferentially increase this particular microbe in the stomach. I sat in on a lecture at the recent A4M convention in Las Vegas that was given by my friend, Dr. Matt Andrew. It was very, very intriguing. But here's my problem with metformin. There is good research out there that shows that it blunts mTOR and it reduces ATP production.
Mm-hmm.
So what isn't so aren't we going to end up with a bunch of people who live longer but undergo sarcopenia at a higher rate and have less energy because the ATP production is being blunted?
Now, I don't think we would see an increase. I think we would see the continued prevalence of it that we currently have without using metformin. But one thing that is really important to note about metformin is that the researchers, you know, Dr. Nir Barzilai, Dr. J.L. Shansky, the luminaries of the field, you know, when they selected metformin, they didn't select it because they felt like it was going to be the be-all, end-all solution to all these pathways. They selected it because it was simply the easiest one to take to the FDA and to be able to move forward with on a global level. When it comes to cinnamorphics in general, and when it comes to, you know, something else we could talk about, senolytics, which are much more effective combinations of cinnamorphics that have an effect on the whole body, what we're really talking about here is finding out what the best single-use drugs and supplements are. But in the long term, we have to figure out which ones can be best combined to impact all the necessary pathways of the body. There's no single solution.
Right.
And consumables won't be even the single solution. There will be other treatments such as tissue therapies and rejuvenation strategies that would also need to be included. But at the end of the day, you know, these things can all be mass produced and they can be made available to persons of all income levels and of all health levels, and they can have this impact. And for us, you know, personally, you know, we believe that many of these can and should be used by youth, you know, by folks in their 20s, you know, right now, in order to avoid ever having to use it in old age, and in order to have performance essentially just plateau at the peak level, you know.
Now, metformin improves mitochondria function, I think you said in the paper, right?
Yeah, it does have certain benefits to mitochondrial function. It does.
I want to take a break. When we come back, I want to talk about one that we've talked about on the show over the years. I actually took it for a while, but then I stopped, like many things. I cycle on and off of stuff. But I want to talk about Buckminster Fullerene.
Yeah.
This is a really intriguing antioxidant. And I guess you guys are embarking on a safety trial, right?
Yeah, we're opening up enrollment for that.
Can I be in it? Can I be in it?
You absolutely can.
Oh,
yeah,
dude, sign me up.
Tell you all about it.
Okay, stay tuned. We'll be right. I love this show. I'm going to listen to Superhuman Radio more often. I'll be right back.
The number one best-selling non-hormonal anabolic agent at PredatorNutrition.com. Progenidrex has established itself as the category killer. If you're having difficulty gaining muscle while staying lean, you owe it to yourself to try Progenidrex. 100% of store reviews rated it at 5 stars, the highest possible ranking. And today, right now, there are guys pouring their hearts out in the gym with little or nothing to show for it. Don't waste any more time. Go to PredatorNutrition.com today and get Progenidrex, the world's absolute
absolute best drug-free muscle gainer.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finer supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at LivonLabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's LivonLabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, Labs.com.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finer supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
Hey, this is Carl. I want to remind you of the importance of electrolytes. Because of all the workout supplements on the market today, I think electrolytes are the most important but the most overlooked. Check out the new Jigsaw Electrolyte Supreme. It contains a broad spectrum of electrolytes plus a few extra minerals and vitamins. The lemon-lime flavor tastes great, and it comes in single-serving packets that make it easy for you to take on the go. Visit superhumanradio.com and click the Jigsaw Electrolyte Supreme banner ad today and save 10% off your purchase.
Do you know how to properly use carbohydrates to ignite your performance in the field and in the gym? You will now, thanks to this free book by EFX Sports. The Carb User's Guide for Maximum Performance reveals why omitting carbohydrates from your diet can totally crush your gains. Ever wonder how many grams you need for your specific sport? Not anymore. We give you the critical number you need to dominate your competition. You'll even discover the super carb that's taking the athletic world by storm. You must try it to believe it. Go to getcarbolin.com/carb guide today and get your copy absolutely free. Once again, it's GetCarbolin.com/CarbGuide. 4.6 million years of evolution gave us the blueprint for the perfect protein supplement for humans. So why do all protein supplement manufacturers ignore it? We don't. The first human-appropriate protein supplement is Thrive Advanced. Built around the blueprint of mother's milk, Thrive Advanced contains the amino acids, peptides, micronutrients, enzymes, probiotics, and vitamins that support protein absorption and assimilation. All of our dairy proteins come from happy cows on pastures here in the United States and are low-heat pasteurized. You'll never find any artificial sweeteners, additives, or ingredients. You won't even find thickeners or gums in Thrive Advanced. And we back up our label claims with post-production lab analysis that's available right on our website. Visit superhumanradio.com and click the Thrive Advanced banner ad and use code SHR and save 50% off your entire order today.
This is the Superhuman Channel, where we use oxygen for the power of good.
Welcome back. We're talking with Aaron Trawick about super soldier drugs. Things that are actually being researched to be used by soldiers to allow them to perform better and really extend their lives at the same time, make them healthier, which is novel. You know, I always thought a gram of test and 600 milligrams of trenbolone and anthate in every soldier and send him out there and he'd be a vicious monster. But that's not the answer. The answer is taking a human being and enhancing their precision in every area of human execution, not just making them a monster. And that's what these guys are working on. So let's talk about Buckminster Fullerene. This is an interesting universal antioxidant that recycles itself and other antioxidants. And to my knowledge, it was one study done on rodents, and I don't know if this is scientific urban lore, well, this is really true, but they said
The rodents lived so long that they had to kill them because they ran out of money for the study, and they all lived 30% longer than their non-supplemented litter mates. Is that true, or is that a lie?
I think it could certainly be true. I mean, the rats lived an average of about 42 months, and it was not the intention of the study to last that long at all.
Right.
I mean, the intention of the study was actually to kill the mice. They used such high levels of Buckminster fullerene or C60 fullerene, to see what the lethal dosage level was, and they could not find it. Instead, they had the opposite effect.
So the study also had it suspended in olive oil. Is there some sort of magic in having it in a lipid based vehicle?
Yeah, that's part of the research there. The absorption rate was highly affected by the dissolution of the compound in the olive oil itself. You know, Buckyballs, which is another name
yeah,
of this stuff. Yeah, it's actually just a molecule. You know,
it looks like a soccer ball. It's a perfectly round, perfectly symmetrical carbon molecule, right? I mean, in fact, it's a byproduct of soot, of the burning of organic material.
Yeah, it's really strange. You know, it was when it was discovered in the 80s. You know, in 1996, its researchers actually got the Nobel Prize because the components and molecular structure of buckyballs were so unique to the field, and it spawned an entirely new area of chemistry and chemistry studies.
So, to talk about it's a powerful antioxidant. Is that where its magic lies, or is there something else? And then talk about the trial that you're getting ready to do.
Well, we don't know. You know, we don't know exactly what it is or why it's having this effect. We know that it was commonly used in Russia by Russian soldiers. This is kind of just like, you know, old traditional stories of soldiers carrying around elements of this this compound and chewing on it. You know, there's no confirmation that actually had the same effect, but it certainly does appear that, at least in mice models, we have seen, you know, these enormous effects on lifespan. Now, what we're doing is we're going to work with our researchers. You know, we've gone ahead and we've analyzed the translation. It's not uncommon anymore to translate these mice models direct to human trials when the safety of the compound is already so confirmed.
Right.
We've already seen this. Most recently, our researchers did the same with the dasatinib quercetin, an anti-cancer pharmaceutical and supplement combination. The Mayo Clinic had proven that it decreased senescent cell burden, which is attributed to aging, and lowered performance in mice. They did this with human trials, our researchers did, and they confirmed, you know, saw the same results. So we're going to be doing the same with Buckminster fullerene. And what we'll do is, you know, what we're hoping to do, you know, we'd like to really partner with some of the leading researchers and scientists who are specifically focused on human performance. You know, our researchers are very knowledgeable when it comes to studying the effects on aging, and they're just now getting their feet wet when it comes to human performance and measuring the immediate effects. Now, they've measured those immediate effects with the dasatinib quercetin, and I want to see the same with fullerene when we do these trials here. So right now, really, we're just calling for open enrollment. If you're interested in participating in the trial with Buckminster fullerene, and particularly, you know, if you're a member of the bodybuilding community, athletics community, human performance, or anyone, really, you know, you just sign up on our webpage, www.ascendancebiomed.com, and underneath the Synalytics section, we got a little sign-up page there. You just sign up, put your information in, and we'll contact you. Now, you may have interest in some of the other compounds that we've talked about here. You may be interested in Dasatinib and Quercetin, maybe interested even in Metformin, or you may be interested in some of the compounds that we talked about with military research. We have a number of different research avenues that we're exploring on all these fronts, and we do want to, you know, if you have an interest, we want to meet you with that interest, and we want to find a way that your interest can promote your health, your performance, and also generate data that can push this whole field forward and help humanity.
I'm signing up today. But you have to pick one, right? Like if you want to do the Buckminster Fullerene, you got to do that. You can't do the how do you pronounce it? The quercetin and desnebulib. How do you pronounce it?
Quercetin and Dasatinib.
Dasatinib, yeah. I mean, you can't say, oh, I want to sign up for both of those.
Right. You couldn't do both of them at once. That would affect the validity of both trials. But Fullerene is the one that we're thinking of moving on most expediently, simply because we've already got some good confirmation with Dasatinib quercetin. We think that we'll be taking that information public very shortly, finishing up our analyses there. We already know the effects. We just need to put it in a really good form and show the full impact on fertility and performance. But when it comes to Fullerene, yeah, I'd say that this is going to be kind of our first step, but that even this research, even this clinical trial is very, it's actually very non-revolutionary compared to the other stuff we've got coming down the pipe.
Right.
You know.
Yeah, it's an antioxidant, right? So we know how they work. It's just a much more efficient antioxidant, really, what it's come down to. And yeah. Apparently, it's an antioxidant that has a direct effect on mitochondria. So here we come back to energy production.
Yes. So we've got this opportunity here with Fullerene. You know, nobody's really, people are promoting it and promoting its use in the field, but no one is promoting the dosage levels and the regimens that really meet and match the most optimal levels for human performance and human health and human lifespan. And so the clinical trials for Fullerene, they represent kind of what we're going to be doing moving forward. And, you know, I know we'll have plenty of time to talk about all that later on, but there are many other compounds, in the senolytics field and in the senomorphics field that, they're just so cutting edge right now that the opportunity is just immense. We're really just dipping in.
I want my audience to bombard this website. Let's get involved in these trials. I'm absolutely gonna. Me and Elisa, I can tell you right now, are gonna sign up because we both used Bucky Balls for a few months. I had a sponsor on, and that was one of the products that he had. He didn't sell it openly because it was a quote unquote research chemical. But I did buy some, and I took it for a while. But you have to take it long term, really, to see its benefits. But the website is Ascendance, Ascendance Biomedical.com. Go there. Biomed.com. Go there and sign up for the Buckminster Fullerene study. What do you got to lose? Nothing. I want to take a break. When we come back, I want to talk about... there was one other thing that I noticed here that was intriguing to me, and that was an antibacterial drug that affects gut microbiome. Let's talk about that when we come back, okay?
All right.
All right, so stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Mitochondrial uncoupling is the holy grail of fat loss. Making mitochondria work harder raises body temperature and metabolic rate without the jitters of stimulants. Now there is an over-the-counter mitochondrial uncoupler that will let you shred your body down to the last pounds of body fat. It's Trojan Horse. This is the supplement breakthrough of the decade. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Trojan Horse banner ad. Use coupon code SHR and save 20% off your order today. BlackstoneLabs.com.
Trojan horse.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing.
Wow, that's an old commercial. The truth is, I've been using CanSee eye drops for 11 years now, and I credit CanSee eye drops as being the reason that I do not need reading glasses at 58 years old. CanSee eye drops improves the quality and health of your eyes indefinitely. That's why I both use and endorse CanSee eye drops. Go to wisechoicemedicine.com and learn about how CanSee eye drops can improve the health of your eyes and the quality of your vision today.
Do you know how to properly use carbohydrates to ignite your performance in the field and in the gym? You will now, thanks to this free book by EFX Sports. The Carb User's Guide for Maximum Performance reveals why omitting carbohydrates from your diet can totally crush your gains. Ever wonder how many grams you need for your specific sport? Not anymore. We give you the critical number you need to dominate your competition. You'll even discover the super carb that's taking the athletic world by storm. You must try it to believe it. Go to getcarbolin.com/carb guide today and get your copy absolutely free. Once again, it's getcarbolin.com/carbguide.
Superhuman Radio has the smartest and most dedicated health and fitness listeners found anywhere in the world. If you're trying to tap this market of greater than 50 million health fitness consumers, you simply can't do better than advertising on Superhuman Radio. Our sponsors tell us Superhuman Radio outperforms other forms of advertising time and time again. If you're tired of wasting valuable advertising dollars and need a new way to build your client base, go to superhumanradio.com and click on the Advertise with Us link. It just may be the best thing you have ever done for your business.
What do professional athletes such as Kobe Bryant and A-list celebrities such as Selma Hayek have in common? They are all touting the benefits of bone broth. But unless you have countless hours to cook every week or can hire your own personal chef, you're probably missing out on these critical nutrients. Osteobroth is a high-protein, standardized, consistent bone broth in a convenient powdered form. Use promo code SHR for 20% off at osteobroth.com.
Quest Keto is making the ketogenic lifestyle more delicious and more convenient than ever. The high-fat, moderate-protein, low-carb keto diet has earned a reputation for being complicated. Quest Keto has changed all of that by offering sweet and savory snacks and an entire line of ready-to-go ketogenic meals. They've taken the guesswork out of it for you. From keto cinnamon rolls, pizza, crackers, and more, you can enjoy it all and experience the benefits of this nutritious approach anytime, anywhere. Thanks to Quest Keto. Go to QuestKeto.com to order your meals today.
Move over, superheroes. This is the Superhuman Channel.
Welcome back. We're talking with Aaron Trawick from Ascendance Biomedical. Their website is ascendancebiomed.com. Okay, so two more intriguing things on the super soldiers drug list here. One of them is an antibacterial. What is that and why?
Well, just so the interest there with the antibacterial, you know, we've seen that it has these effects where it can reduce harmful bacterial loads, and this is a very common antibacterial.
Is it like Diflucan or something like that? Fluconazole or something like that? Or is it triclosan, which obviously they're trying to get out of the public domain right now?
Yeah, this is diclofenac.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Yeah, and this is another one where, and we actually have another antimicrobial. I was looking to find what that one was, but this one specifically, you know, it's something that has an impact on parasites and has an impact on tapeworms, specifically in dogs. I think I forgot to mention earlier, one of the main reasons why we had such an interest in those veterinary compounds was because of the recent research that Matt Caberlin over at the University of Washington had been doing in the dog aging project, where they had been studying the effects of rapamycin in dogs,
right,
for anti-aging and for cancer treatment. You know, dogs are now being seen as some of the closest and potentially best researchers or research subjects for analyzing these effects in humans as well.
Rapamycin is an anti-rejection drug given to people who have, you know, kidney transplants and heart transplants and any type of transplantation. It's a very powerful immune modulator.
When it comes to the antimicrobial, though, now I wish I could share more about that, but this is one of those areas where there simply is no research, and this mm-hmm. is why the military research is so valuable to us. It's because what has been identified in here is some very unorthodox treatment for increasing performance and mitochondrial function, and they have not really been looked at mm-hmm. by the research community yet.
What about this decades old muscle relaxer? Why would a muscle relaxer be a super soldier drug that would improve performance?
Again, you know, this we don't know yet. We don't know. What it comes down to is the effect on mitochondrial energy.
Okay.
All 75 of these compounds themselves, the impact that they had on mitochondrial energetics were seen to be
interesting.
Efficacious as metformin or Acarbose or what have you. Now they all operate in different ways. Some are inhibitors, some are activators.
Mm-hmm.
But the level of functioning that they had on cellular levels and cellular energy production were such that they warranted further research and further involvement. When it comes to our military compounds, you know, this is some of the most cutting edge stuff out there because it simply hasn't really been looked into yet.
Right.
It was discovered, this potential gold mine here. But we just don't know yet, and so this is what we're looking into, and we're very interested
in doing
in
the research,
exploring further.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean somebody's got to. You know, nobody's looking at this stuff but us right now, and you know the ones we've talked about here on the call. I don't want to give the impression that these are compounds that through this military research that they're just kind of hacks. I mean,
right.
These are the top. We've shared the top four from that research of 75 that were listed, and these were looked at for not just, you know, performance on a general scale, but performance in specific. Some of these compounds are more effective on mitochondrial function in the short term, like 2 to 4 hours,
mm-hmm.
and some are more effective at 24 hours. But this research, it did take the time to look at this in pretty in depth because, I mean, the military is about results.
Right.
They're about results.
Yeah, life preserving results. It doesn't get more serious than that. Are any peptides on your radar? For instance, penilon and epitalon are two pineal gland produced very, very short. We're talking about tripeptides, you know, three amino acid, four amino acid peptides that seem to, the Russians did a lot of research on them. Those of us in the United States turn our nose up at their research, as we always do, because only things that come out of the United States are valid. but there is some intrigue. I have folders of research, translated on penilon and epitalon and their ability, high doses, For 20 days, once a year, amazing magical things, reversing cellular senescence, and affecting metabolic byproduct accumulation. Any of that stuff on your radar?
Yes, we actually do. Okay, and so in this area, we're proceeding forward, and you know, I'm glad you really summed up the whole perspective of the research community and. And the global perspective on peptides is what you just said. I mean, they're regarded as controversial, and many of them are. You know, many of them may or may not have the efficacy that they are claimed. But what we're most interested in. We've got a member of our team. She is very, very excited about the potential of these, but particularly the potential of the original compounds that were developed in the early 70s and in the early stages of the Cold War. Those compounds that were developed directly by the Russian military and that were proven to have efficacious results in life extension and performance for soldiers in, you know, high stress situations and submarines for prolonged periods of time.
Space stations. Yeah, out of space, you know. I mean, you're talking about real stressful stuff, right?
Yes, absolutely. Now, and then there's also research out there that we know of that that showed the effects of anti-cancer accumulation in victims of the Chernobyl disaster using some of these. But and here's the thing. This stuff is buried deep down in there. You know, this was originally Russian military research. And then the supplementation and most of the peptides that we've seen have come out as a result of extended research into those original compounds, creation of analogs, and potentially a dilution of the effect. Their proponents may say otherwise, and we don't argue that. But what we are most interested in is we're looking into obtaining some of the original documentation of probably declassified information relative to the original compounds. A lot of those compounds are now generics.
Right.
They're kind of in the situation that metformin is in, where they're just sitting around. Pharmaceutical companies don't want to develop them because they may not be able to make a profit, but the efficaciousness of them, their success rate, that's what we are most interested in rediscovering and bringing to light. That's going to take some time. You know, it is, I'd love to see some of the research that you've got there and share it with our researcher, because she's diving deep. She's going
to
be.
I actually tried to get, so the guy who, the Russian scientist who discovered and did all the original research on, I can't remember his name, on Epitalon, Penilon, there are actually four pineal peptides that are all three and four amino acids. And the assumption is that these very small amino acid peptides actually are more powerful than the 191 amino acid growth hormone and all these other more elaborate, because these smaller peptides are like master keys for cells, where, you know, the more complex peptides with more lots of amino acids in specific syntax, they have specific roles, where these are like all the cells get messages from these particular ones, like the ones that come to mind. One is Epitalon, one is Penilon, and the other two I can't remember. But I tried to get this guy on the show. He's still alive. You know, I wanted him to come on the show and talk about it, and he turned me down flat. And I got the feeling that the medical and scientific orthodoxy in the United States wants everyone to believe that only the good research comes from the United States, and all those other countries out there, they're doing bad research. And I ask myself, what would it serve for this Russian scientist to develop all this research, do all this research, to snooker the world into believing he's discovered something? I mean, it's just preposterous the way we treat other scientific communities outside of the United States, and we discredit them just because it's not done here in the United States. Like, oh, well, the rigors of the United States are much. No, they're doing the same work there that we're doing here. They have good scientists there. We have good scientists here. Why would we discredit them? Why not? Let's look at it and see if we can reproduce it.
Yeah. And I mean, in this research, particularly that you're speaking of, I mean, I know the gentleman, and he's, you know, this is coming direct from a Russian institution, you know, a Russian governmental institution with direct connection to the military and to the Russian Academy of Sciences, the largest and oldest and most prestigious Russian scientific research national organization in the country.
Right.
You know, so, and we do see that, you know, there is in the research community, there is a certain stigma, related to that. And we do, so this is, and this is really what we're all about. You know, we go in and, you know, a lot of times these stigmas or, these prejudices, they do have their foundations. You know, they do have legitimate concerns, but we take the time, we look at this stuff objectively. We take this to the researchers that, that we know have the perspective that can look at this in a light that, that would be the best for humanity. You know, that would be looking at it in the light of, yes, these people are trying to do the same thing that we are. It doesn't matter what country they're coming from. Doesn't matter at all. We all want healthy lives. We all want to see the lives.
Live as long as we can. We want to live as long as we can, and we want to be actively involved and engaged in life for as long as we can. We don't want to, I don't want to be somebody who, oh, God bless you, you're 90 years old, but I've been in a wheelchair for the past 13, 15 years, facing a wall in a nursing home waiting for someone to turn me around.
No.
That's not,
wants that.
No, that's the goal of this show. This, you know, well, anyway, so I want to tell everybody in the audience to please go to AscendanceBiomed.com, A-S-C-E-N-D-A-N-C-E, Biomed.com. Sign up for one of their trials. This is exciting. Be involved in the Buckminster trial. Man, I'm getting on that right away because I believe that stuff really does work. Whether or not you have to start taking it at birth or whether or not you can start taking it later in life and mitigate some of the, I don't know the reverse, but mitigate some of the damages of aging as you move forward from there. Because it's just like myostatin. A myostatin null human being that's born genetically myostatin null is much different than you taking myostatin inhibitors as an adult. There's different magic that happens when you get it from birth versus when you get it midway through your life. So that's the interesting thing about, I'd like to learn more about Buckminster Fullerene. I want to have you back on the show because the next time we have you on the show, we're going to talk about how the government views Geron technology. I actually have a study. I have a report that was produced, I believe it was in 2008 when Obama ran the first time. I don't know if it was by the GAO or somebody, but it was the, and you may have seen this, so you may know what I'm talking about. It's the, it's technologies that possess the greatest ability to disrupt the U.S.'s position in economic, geopolitical, military, blah, 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 around the world. Number one, believe it or not, was battery technology. Right? Like what Tesla's working on, that kind of stuff. But number two was Geron technology, the science of making people live longer, the impact on our economy, on Social Security. I mean, the way I read the report, and I'm going to send you a copy of it before I have you on the next time. The government wasn't looking forward to it. You know what I mean? In fact, when I did the original show, I think I did it with Ron Klatz from A4M, and I titled the show, "The Government Needs You to Die on Time." So, you know, it's interesting. So we'll talk about that next time we have you on the show.
Let's do that. Yeah, I think it's of critical importance.
Yeah.
You know, there are a number of other nations around the world that are stepping in where we are, where our FDA regulatory process is prohibiting the treatment of the aging process and specifically the overlap area between these diseases that we know are going to affect us if we don't start addressing them.
Right.
You know,
right.
I'm excited for that. And I'm very glad to be here. Very glad to be with you all.
Thank you. And again, AscendanceBiomed.com. Go sign up for the Buckminster Fullerene trial, and we'll all talk about it here on the show. Aaron, thanks for being on today, brother.
All right, Carl. Thank you very much, man.
Take care. We're going to say goodbye now because it's the end of the show. Want to thank Rob Regish for the first hour. Don't forget to visit CoachRobRegish.com. Take advantage of all his offers. And we'll see everybody tomorrow with more Superhuman Radio. It's a new year. It's a new you. Let's get moving.
4.6 million years of evolution gave us the blueprint for the perfect protein supplement for humans. So why do all protein supplement manufacturers ignore it? We don't.